having somebody like a copy of God's Word today. Keep out the cold, you know, from the heart. Warm it. You know, it's nothing seems to stop the shopping, not even the snow. So, if you'd like a copy of God's Word to read, study, meditate upon for yourself, use upon God's Word, maybe, you know, it's in these difficult times in which we find ourselves, maybe find some comfort. I come across many, many people who are distressed, lonely, and depressed, and even, did I say, suicidal. Not surprised, days in which we find ourselves, but of course, in God's Word, testimony, God's record concerning His Son, Jesus Christ, is a message of hope. If you'd like a copy of God's Word, or me to pray for you, or words of counsel, comments, questions, only too happy to try and help in any way that I can. If you'd like a copy of God's Word, it's freely, without any obligation to you, is offered to you. And of course, you'd like to join our catechism class today. Not many of us about, but if you'd like to make any comments or ask any questions, then do feel free to do so. And our question today that's posed for us is, how doth Christ execute the office of prophet? Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us, God's appointed mediator to bring the two warring factions together. Here's you at war against God. Enmity, says God, in your heart and your mind against God, and not subject to the law of God, nor can be at war with God. And so therefore he is in turn at war with you. And so somebody is needed, somebody with power, somebody with the ability, and of course with the authority to bring the two factions together. That's what a mediator does, don't you know? And that's what Jesus, of course, was sent for, appointed for, authorized to be a mediator between the two factions, and by his death on the cross to bring men and women back to God, into God's favor, that is, reconciled to God, an end of the warfare by the mediation of Jesus Christ. And of course, the Bible tells us there is but one mediator, only one, the man Christ Jesus. Not his mother Mary, Muhammad, the Pope, the local priest, or anybody else. Jesus Christ alone, the only mediator between God and men. The only one who can fetch you back to God. The only one who can fetch you out of that deplorable state of enmity against your Maker, against your, well, the best benefactor that a person could ever have, and at war with God. Only Jesus can take that out of you. Only Jesus can, bring the terms, as it were, of reconciliation to bear in your heart and life, to bring you to that place of surrender, of yielding to the Almighty. Through Jesus Christ, you come through Him, you can come through no other. So we are told here in the Bible by Jesus Himself, His own words. He says, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal Him. Jesus, you see, is the prophet, God's teacher, the one who sent to be a mediator and to be a prophet, that is the arch-prophet, you might say, the ultimate one, the one who knows God, you see, perfectly, the one who is God, and the only one, of course, who can reveal our God reveal his Father to us. Nobody else can do that. You see, I can tell you, you know, I can give you a copy of the Bible, but and you can read it, and you can study it quite well, but unless Jesus, unless he, the prophet of God, unless he speaks to you, unless he reveals to you, well then, you would just never know. Impossible, you see. We cannot by our own searching find out God. The Bible says Jesus must reveal him to us. Hello, my dear, how you doing?
All right, thank you, you.
Not working today, no?
No, I've got about 2 days off.
So. Nice, lovely, enjoy.
You've got your fingers on.
Yeah, enjoy. Go on, see your friends, you see, that's why, like I keep telling you that you need Jesus, you know, because only he can reveal himself, reveal God to you. Nobody else can do that, you know. The answer to our question goes like this. Christ executes the office of a prophet in his revealing to people in all ages by his spirit and word and diverse ways of administration the whole will of God in all things concerning their salvation. In order to be saved, you see, Jesus, he must reveal these things to us. He is the revealer. He's a prophet, and a prophet, of course, is God's spokesman. Appointed, authorized, so to be. You see, not everybody and anybody can do that. Only the person to whom God's will is revealed. But, of course, Jesus, the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, knows the will of God to perfection. And so he's able, you see, to teach you these things that you don't learn, of course, in a school, university, or anywhere else. And well, I have to say, most churches today sing for you, dance for you, feed you, maybe clothe you, but not teach you too much about the will of God. What is it that you need concerning salvation, that is? That how that, you know, that, well, what you are in your state and condition, and how that can be repaired, and of course how you can be reconciled to God, you know, given eternal life and to be saved, not just for time, but for all eternity. So you see, Jesus, you might see, is, if I might put it in this way, he is God's mouthpiece, you see. The means by which God speaks, you see. In the last days and times past, the Bible says God spoke in a whole lot of different ways, you know. Some people got visions. Some people got dreams, you know. All kinds of different ways that God spoke to men and women. But in these last days, says the Bible, God speaks to us by his Son. He's God's mouthpiece, you see. You don't hear the voice of Jesus, you know. He doesn't speak to you. He doesn't speak the words of peace to you. The Pope might do it, but that's no good. Priest might do it. That's no good. Any religious person might do it. But my friends, one person only, and that's Jesus. He's God's mouthpiece. Unless he speaks the words of reconciliation, unless he speaks the words of peace, there is no peace set by God for the wicked. Unless he speaks the word of forgiveness to you, he alone can. The Son of Man alone has the power, the authority, that is, to forgive sins. That power is not given to any man in this world save the man Christ Jesus, the only mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, God's prophet, God's mouthpiece. And he came, my friends, to speak God's word. He only ever did speak God's word. And that's what he does today, my friends, still speaking God's word, causing men and women, oh, I tell you, in far-flung places, you know, even still in your own land, some people, few may be, but still some, hear the voice of Jesus. My sheep, he says, not the goats. The goats go to the left. The goats, therefore, everlasting destruction. But the sheep, those who belong to Jesus, he says, they hear his voice and they follow him. They obey him, that is. and he gives unto them eternal life. They follow him, that is, they do his bidding, they obey him, they obey the call of the gospel. He calls to them, he speaks, and he says, repent ye and believe the gospel, and they do that thing. And they get entrance into the kingdom of God. They get salvation, because Jesus speaks the word of salvation. You're my voice, but, you know, I'm just a preacher, you know, but you have to hear the voice of Jesus speaking through his gospel, through his word, in order for you to be saved. He's a prophet, you know. He executes the office of a prophet. He did back then, he still does today. He's not just a foreteller. You know what's to come. He does tell us of things that are to come, but not just like it is now and here and now. You know, no good knowing about the future if you're not ready now for the future. Now is the accepted time, says God. Now is the day of salvation. Time, you know, presently when you can be, you know, given entrance into the kingdom of God. You can be saved in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God. Oh, you can be born again, who knows, today, by the sovereign prophet of God, Jesus Christ, speaking to you. You could be reborn. Jesus says you must be born again. He says, except a man be born again, he cannot perceive, understand the kingdom of God. You remain daft, you know. You remain stupid, like we all are, as we're born into this world. You see, we have to be illuminated. The darkness has to go and the light must come. And only Jesus can bring it to you. He is the light of the world. That's what he came for. And he that follows me shall never walk in darkness, he says. So you see, Jesus, he tells us about things now, here and now, your state and condition now, that needs to be repaired, you know. You need saving presently now. But then, of course, he does tell us about the future. You want to know your future is? You don't have to go to a clairvoyant. You don't have to go to some wizard. You want to know what your future is? Your future's all marked out for you here in the Bible. Yeah. If you believe, you get saved and you go to heaven when you die. You reject Jesus Christ. You reject his teaching. You reject what he says. And you die and you go to hell. That's your future. Oh, it's plain and simple, not rocket science. You don't need no clairvoyant. You don't need a crystal ball. Jesus tells us in the Bible quite clearly. He's the prophet, you know. The teacher, the one that you need to teach you concerning the salvation of God. That your end might not be the damnation of hell, you know. The fire and brimstone of hell, but that you might be saved by Jesus Christ. Oh, he tells us, my friend, just how it will be in the future. You know, the things that pertain to you now, stuff like viruses, you know, ruined economy, turmoil internationally, all these things, my friends, signs of his coming. Signs of his coming. The present virus, my friend, and all its consequences. People say to me, why doesn't he take it away? Well, he will when he's good and ready. He sent it, my friend. He sent it. This is judgment upon you for your unbelief. A wake-up call, doubtless, to some of you. But my friends, he'll take it away when he's good and ready, when it's done its business. But my friends, it's only a taste, it's only a foretaste of what's to come. There's worse to come. The Bible, we're told, you see, he tells us there will be wars and rumors of wars, pestilences, viruses, that is, you know. All these things, my friends, as believers, we expect them. We expect them. Jesus, he foretells us about these things. But of course, the ultimate judgment too. Well, when he comes, he says with his holy angels in flaming fire to take vengeance upon all those who know not God, don't know him, that is, in covenant friendship, who do not know God, and it obey not the gospel, the call of the gospel, to repent and believe the gospel, that is coming to take vengeance upon you. So you see, it's important that you hear not my voice, but hear the voice of Jesus, the shepherd, and that you follow him, and that you by faith receive eternal life in his name. He's the only one, you see, who can. I can tell you these things, but he can teach you them. He can educate you them. He's the prophet of God, the mouthpiece of God. He educates you. We live in a very uneducated society, don't we, in these days? People go, don't you know, just about everybody goes to university, but I tell you, they come out of them worse than they went in. They come out fools and blind. They come out worse, I tell you, than ever they were before. Go about throwing snowballs at people's windows, breaking them perchance. So you see, my friends, you need somebody to educate you. And that person is Jesus, God's prophet. And of course, well, that applies, but both in the Old Testament of the Bible. You know, it doesn't matter where you go in the Bible. All testifies of him. He's the one who does the teaching. It's his word, you see. All of it, from beginning to end, and given to us in order that we might search the scriptures, the Bible, that is, search them, every page of the Bible, and find Jesus, in order that you might believe on him in the way, that is, of repentance and faith towards the Son of God, in order that he might reveal himself to you. Because until he does, you see, you can search, but you might not find. It's down to him, you see. He's sovereign in this business of salvation. He reveals the Father to whom he will reveal him. It's not your choosing. People talk a lot today, you know, these murdering abortionists, they talk about pro-choice, you know. Well, you know, the choice here, in this instance, you know, it's not yours, not anybody else's, but Jesus, his choice, whom he chooses to reveal himself to. And if he doesn't, well, you remain just as you are, blind. You remain just as you are in your sin. It's down to him. He said to his disciples, I chose you, you didn't choose me. He chose me, I didn't choose him. I would never have chosen Jesus if it had been left to me. He chose me out of my sin, out of this world, and out of the sickness of it, and saved me and gave me eternal life and eternal hope. Jesus, you see, he must do it. He must do the business. Not you, not I. But he does it, you see, through the preaching of his word, the foretelling of the gospel. What I'm doing here today. Foolishness, he said. Foolishness to those who are perishing, those who are dying in their sins, those who are living in corruption, and those who are dying corrupt in their sin, and to perish for all eternity. Foolishness, utter foolishness to them, says God. But to those who are being saved, my friends, the power of God unto salvation, that is. The gospel, that's what the gospel is. God's dynamite, my friends, to blow you out of your sin and unbelief and into the kingdom of God and into the righteousness of God and the everlasting love of God. Jesus, my friends, God's mouthpiece, God's prophet, you see. And by his word and spirit, you see, as the word of God is declared by the Spirit of God, men and women are caused to be, indeed to be born again. Not to return again, as one foolish man thought, to return to his mother's womb again and be born again physically. No, he's talking spiritually, my friends. The heart circumcised, the heart of stone taken out of you, and God giving you a heart of flesh, you know, giving you a heart and a will that desires God, seeks after God, until he finds God. Oh, it takes a miracle, you see, from God. Salvation. It's not of man. It's not of the will of man. It's not of the flesh. It's of God. This is a natural working of God, you see, in the heart and minds of men and women, changing them within. Religion will change you on the outside. Or you go to the mosque, the synagogue, the temple, anyone you choose. You know? You go to the atheist hut, wherever they meet, I don't know. But you see, my friends, men can't teach you these things. Men cannot instruct you in these things. You see? God, by His Spirit, you see, working miraculously upon the heart. Heart surgery. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. So deceitful. It loves the truth. That's why you love nonsense like evolution. You know, that's why you love the darkness. That's why you love the evil. That's why you won't come to the light, says God. Because your hearts, you see, they're like stone. And your hearts are deceitful. And love the deceitful. Love the lie. Live out of the lie. Unless God, by His Spirit and Word, through the preaching of His Word, and by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that is, causes you to be born again. And your heart, you see, it's the heart that's the problem. It's not the outside, it's the inside that's the problem. A heart that hates God and hates your neighbor. The very opposite, contrary to God's law, that you should love God and love your neighbor. But you do the very opposite. You go about hating God and hating your neighbor, reviling, blaspheming God's name, hating your neighbor, killing your neighbor. Abortion, euthanasia, drugs, violence, you name it, my friend. Never done killing one another. Never happy unless you're killing one another. You talk about lives matter. Lives don't matter a whit to you. I don't believe you. Liars to a man, to a woman. Lives don't matter to you. The lives of your cats and dogs mean more to you than the lives of human beings. Want me to believe you that lives matter? Well, then bring an end to abortion. Then I'll believe you. Bring an end to the euthanasia. Then I'll believe you. But you go on with your child killing. You go on with the murder of the innocent children, ripping them from their mother's wombs and destroying them. Oh, that's the hatred of the human heart. That's the disease. That's the condition. That's the state. That's what you need to learn, what it is that you are. The rock from which you've been hewn, your original parent, Adam. He sinned and brought sin and death into the world. And by natural generation, you're a sinner by nature, just the same as he, in the image of Adam, your first parent. A sinner, wicked, ruined, undone, and fit for a lost eternity unless Jesus teaches you, reveals Himself to you, brings you to a knowledge of God, a right that is relationship with God, in covenant friendship with God. But you see, this is possible by the gospel, you see, the preaching of God's word and the Spirit of God working upon your heart. And changing your heart, your will, your reason, your affections, your desires, everything about you, altering you and bringing you back to God. That's what He came for. That's what He does by His word, teaching. God's mouthpiece, God's prophet, you see, by the preaching of His word, you see, with authority, see, even those who heard Him back in the times of the Bible said, no man ever spoke like this man, you know, because he spoke with such authority. He says the thing and it's done. Man comes to Him and says, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And He says, I am, be clean, He says. And the man is clean. Authority, power, you see. Nobody wielded power like the Son of God, like Jesus Christ. He speaks and it's done, my friend. I can only speak, you know, what I know of, what I've learned myself from God's Word in the Bible. But when Jesus, when He speaks and speaks to your soul, speaks peace to your soul, well, I tell you, there will be peace. The peace of God which passeth all understanding, even. Peace with God and the peace of God will be yours. When Jesus speaks, that is. But He must speak it. He speaks with authority, my friends. He speaks and things are done. He speaks and the universe comes into being in 6 days. Literal periods, not the fanciful billions of years that your evolutionists talk about. No, in 6 24-hour periods, 6 literal days, Jesus spoke the words and the universe and everything in it came into being. It's by His speech. By His speaking, Jesus Christ, believe me, is not clamoring to have His voice heard in this world. His voice upholds it, my friends, sustains it day by day. Else if He didn't, it would not continue on as it does until this time. And when it's finished, He conceived the whole thing, my friends. The universe, the world, mankind, creatures great and small. And when it's done, well, He tells us, He teaches us, the prophet teaches us in His word. He says, when it's time's up, then He says, it will all be dissolved in fervent heat. And there will be a new heaven and a new earth wherein will dwell only righteousness. Only righteousness. So if you're not in the righteousness of God, then you won't be a part of it. You won't be there. You'll be elsewhere. You'll be in that dark place. You'll be in that fiery place. You'll be in that hellish place. That's where you'll be, lest you're found in the righteousness of God. And the righteousness of God, well, I have to tell you, is Jesus Himself. Jesus Christ Himself. You believe in Him. You repent of your sin. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and God declare you to be righteous. By faith, you see, that's how it works. That's what Jesus teach you, for you to come to Him. You know that it's not by your works, it's not by your doing, it's not by you being religious, not by you going to your chapel, your synagogue, or your mosque. It's not by your doing anything, not by you feeding the poor, not by giving your dog food to eat. It's not by your doing anything. My friends, it is by faith and faith alone, trusting in what somebody else has done. That somebody else is Jesus. He Himself, that's what He came for. That's what He was sent for. To mediate between the wicked sinners like you and God, that you might be brought to God by His coming, preaching, teaching the kingdom of God. Repent ye and believe the gospel by His coming and dying on a cross, shedding His precious blood that you might be washed and made clean, that you might be made holy. Because without holiness no man shall see the Lord. Without holiness you shall not dwell in the new heavens and the new earth. So by faith and faith alone, you see, my friends, is a person declared to be righteous before God. Faith that is in Jesus Christ. He is the righteousness of God. And so unless you have Him by faith, embrace Him, as He says, kiss the Son of God, that is God's prophet. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and ye perish from the way. The wicked shall not stand in the judgment. How can they? In their own righteousness, which God says is as filthy rags. Jesus teach you that too. Should you come to Him, oh, He's a good prophet. He's a good teacher, most excellent, I tell you. Teach you about your own righteousnesses. You know, these good things that you think you do, that get you brownie points with God, that make you to be a good person. God says, well, He tell you Himself, there's none good, there's none that doeth good, no, not one, none righteous. The righteousness, as He says, they're like filthy rags in His sight. Untouchable, my friend, my God, that is. even fewer eyes than to behold evil. So you see, my friends, he can't even behold you in your present state and condition. There has to be a change, my friend. And guess who has to change? Not God. He's the unchangeable one. He never changes. No shadow of turning with him. It's you that must change. Your righteousness is, you must disown them. You must forsake them, my friends, and your sin, and the world, and the devil. And you must trust in the righteousness of God alone, by faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. No other way, you see. And of course, well, you know, Jesus, that's exactly what Jesus did, you know, when he walked the face of this earth, and is still doing today, you know, teaching men and women, telling them, you know, about the kingdom of God and how they might enter into the kingdom of God. The will of God. What is the will of God? Well, that all this goes to all men. And that you should obey God. What does it mean to obey God? To love him. It's the first commandment, to love God. And then the second is like it, to love your neighbor. But that's what God commands you, you see. Jesus, he teaches you the will of God. What it is that God requires of you? To love God. But you're unable to do that. You can't do that. You can no more do that than pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Not possible, my friend. Because you're in sin. Because you were conceived in sin, born in sin. You've got a sinful nature that loves sin, that hates God and hates your neighbor. It's an impossibility for you to love God. And so therefore, my friends, you're estranged, alienated from God in this dark, dark world of sin. Unless Jesus teaches you, unless he instructs you, educates you in the will of God, unless he brings you to that place of being able to, that is, of being born again, given a new nature, my friend. The old nature taken away. The heart changed, my friend. It's a heart that needs to be changed. And God to put his life into your soul and his love into your heart. Then and only then will you be able to obey God, the will of God. That is to love God as you ought to do and as you ought to have been doing all your life long but haven't been. So here you are today, you see, piling up, storing up wrath, as it were, for the day of God's wrath. Every day that you live in God's world, breathing his air, drinking his water, eating his food, walking on God's planet, every day, storing up wrath. Already the wrath of God is revealed against you because of your ungodliness and unrighteousness. In holding down, suppressing the truth and unrighteousness. But my friends, that wrath is being stored up day by day by day, more and more, my friends, ready to fall upon you in all its fullness and fierceness in the day of God's wrath, unless somebody takes it away. And the only one who can do that is Jesus. The only mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, the Savior, the mediator, the prophet, the man Christ Jesus. Only he, my friends, can bring you to obedience to the will of God. But he teaches you, see, just exactly what it is that you are. You misconstrue, you see, you go about at God's world thinking yourself to be something, you know. Oh, the pride of man, eh? We can do everything. Man can do anything. Nothing that man can't do. Until that is a tiny little virus, invisible virus, comes along and brings the whole world to a standstill. Powerless. Powerless in the face. Powerless. Powerless, I tell you, in the face of a tiny, invisible, little virus, and you think you stand before God. Hey, you need to wise up. You need to get educated. You need to get your head into a Bible and get the Bible into your heart, you know. You go to Jesus, he teach you. He's a good prophet, good educator, you know. And he teach you just exactly what it is that you are, you know. And not something, you know. Not somebody, you know, that the world revolves around. But just a tiny, tiny speck of sinful, wicked dust on the horizon of God's universe. That's all that you are. God blow up on you, and you're gone, man. You're gone. Gone forever. Hey, gone. The fires of hell. It's the end of you. If you don't believe, if you won't repent, if Jesus don't teach you, first of all, what it is that you are. Ruined, rotten, undone, and fit for nothing but the fires of hell. So you see, my friends, you need teaching. You don't know these things. I come to you in order that, well, hopefully you might learn something. Something might catch on, you know, and that the seed take root and grow, and maybe, you know, Jesus in his kindness will reveal himself to you. Unless he does, you know, not much more I can do for you, but I do pray for you week by week to God that he would open your eyes, that he would educate you, he would teach you, he would bring you to a knowledge of the truth. I tell you, my friends, the consequences of your sin, you know, the end of them. Oh, yeah, bad times now, you know, your present circumstances in the world, you know, that it's the result of sin, my friend. It's the result of your unbelief. It's the judgment of God upon you. And it's not going to get better anytime soon. This is only just a taste of what's to come. No, my friends, you need to realize. You know what the consequences of sin are? It destroys people's family. It destroys people's lives. It destroys their health. It destroys their bodies. It destroys their minds. You know? That's what sin does, my friends. It destroys people. It's destructive. That's why God, in his love, sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, that you might be saved from that destructive power and force in you, that you might be delivered from it. But my friends, this world, this life, is only just, you know, the surface, you might say, you know. The dreadful words that Jesus, you know, the loving Savior, Jesus meek and mild, you know. Well, you read his words in the Bible, if you will, all of them, I mean. And what he says about hell, he speaks about it more graphically, clearly, distinctly than anybody else in all of the Bible. The terrors of hell, the damnation of hell, blackness and darkness. Oh, you think, I hear young people say to me, well, I'll party with my buddies. No, my friends, you will be you're lonely today. A lot of people lonely today. I tell you, in hell, you'll be more lonely than you ever thought it possible to be. Or you won't be partying. You'll be suffering the torments of hell for all eternity. Not just for a while, but for all eternity. When you've been there for a million years, you will still have eternity to go. That's the reality of what Jesus said. In his word, the loving Jesus who came into the world, who loved sinners like you, that he went to that cross, that he died for them in order that they might be saved from such consequences, that they might be saved from such a catastrophic end as that. By that is believing. That is by receiving. That is by being educated by Jesus. That is by him revealing himself to you in salvation. He came, my friends, to teach us these things and more. And of course, the conciliatory words of the cross, the word of the cross that saves. Again, foolishness perishing to those who are perishing, to those who are dying in their sin. But to those who believe, the power of God unto salvation. The cross, my friend, without which no man could know the love of God, the only evidence of God's love in all the world, my friends. Look where you will, above, below, the stars, the galaxies, all creatures great and small, not one iota of evidence of God's love anywhere to be seen. In one place alone, in the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son up to the death of the cross. That's where you see, that's where you find, and that's where you experience the love of God. Not yours until then, until you've laid down the weapons of your warfare, until you've taken your hatred of God and your hatred of your neighbor and nailed it to the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ, in repentance, in sorrow, in brokenness, because you've offended His love, because you've broken His commandments, His holy commandments, because you've offended His holiness, on your knees, with tears, with a broken heart, in sorrow, crying out to Jesus that He might have mercy upon you and reveal to you and give to you the love of God. But until then, until you go to the cross, you will never see the love of God. And until you embrace that bloody cross, you will never experience the love of God, and you will never taste of the salvation of God. Such is the love of God, so immense, so utterly and absolutely immense, that He should send His only begotten Son into the world, to be a mediator to bring people such as you back to Himself. Because you wouldn't come yourself, because we're all so daft and so stupid, so blind, you know. We can't see the reality. So He has to do something. To effect it, He has to send His Son. I only came 10 minutes up the road here to bring the good news of the gospel to you. But Jesus came all the way from heaven, all the way from glory into this sin-cursed world to live in love, to be a prophet, to be a mediator, to bring men and women back to God, to die on that cross, to shed His blood, in order that you might be washed and made clean, because you're filthy, dirty, unclean, spiritually I mean, before God, unacceptable, untouchable, unlookable upon, estranged, alienated from God by your iniquity. Only through the word of the cross, only through the blood of the cross, only there can you be reconciled to God. Only there, my friends, can you experience the love of God. There, my friends, raising, not asking for evidence, not asking God to do this and that, to show, to prove Himself. No, my friends, simply and only this, because you know that God is, you know He is, and you know that you're estranged from Him. No, my friends, one thing that you need, it's not evidence. What you need, my friends, is a white flag raised in surrender, yielding yourself to God through His Son and through His death on the cross, that you might be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, the only mediator, God's mouthpiece, God's prophet, who speaks His word to you. And His word to you today is simply and only this, the call of the gospel, my friend. Repent, ye, sir. Repent and believe the gospel. That's His word to you. Repent, ye, and believe the gospel, Newcastle, because the kingdom of God is at hand. And that's the only way you can enter into it. Don't you know? Repentance. Let Jesus be your teacher and your Savior and your mediator. Repent, ye, and believe the gospel. Obey that call. And all all the rest shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the rest shall be added unto you. Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You'd like a copy of God's word, God's written word here, the voice of Jesus speak to you in his word. Read for yourself, meditate upon, like a copy of the New Testament, offered to you quite freely, no cost, no obligation to you, like one you come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy. Mercy, I say, upon your precious, precious, never-dying souls. Time is short, my friends. Get right with God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved.